This is Radio Nepal. I am SN Srestha with the news, the headlines first. Election Commission submits House of Representatives election report to President Ramchandra Pardal. President likely to call for government formation soon. Heavy rainfall, storms and snowfall predicted in Koshi, Lumbini, Karnali and Sudarshan provinces over next 3 days. National Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Authority urges all for necessary precautions. And US President Trump threatens to blow up entirety of major Iran gas field if it attacks Qatar again. Now the news in detail. The Election Commission today submitted the report of House of Representatives elections to President Ramchandra Pardal at an event organized at the President's office in Sheetal Nivas. Officiating Chief Election Commissioner Ram Prasad Bhandari submitted the report to President Pardal, which was conducted on the 5th of March. On the occasion, President Pardal expressed happiness towards the successful completion of the House of Representatives elections amid a complex situation. The President thanked the Election Commission, government officials and all stakeholders for conducting the polls in a successful manner. With this, President Pardal will call for government formation. According to the Article 76, Clause 1 of the Constitution of Nepal, the President shall appoint the leader of a parliamentary party that commands majority in the House of Representatives as the Prime Minister, and the Council of Ministers shall be constituted under his or her leadership. Lawmakers elected under the proportional representation system in the recent House of Representatives elections received their certificates today at a ceremony held at the Election Commission's central office in Bahadur Bhavan. A total of 110 lawmakers were elected through the PR system. Election Commission Secretary and PR Election Officer Krishna Bahadur Raut distributed the certificates. The Election Commission had announced the PR election results on the 16th of March. The National Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Authority has requested one and all to adopt precautions, reasoning possibility of heavy rains and storms for the next 3 days. Issuing a press release today, the authority urged everyone to remain alert. According to the Department of Hydrology and Meteorology, heavy rainfall and snowfall are predicted in the hilly and mountainous regions of Karnali and Sudarshan provinces for next 3 days. High-speed wind is likely to occur in Dang, Nepalganj and Tarai areas of Lumbini province. The department said storm would occur in a speed of 119 km per hour in Biratnagar, Thankuta, Dharan and the surrounding districts till Saturday. It is shared that the wind may pose risks, causing damages in various structures, including disruption in electricity and communication services. Under Secretary at National Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Authority, Ram Bahadur Kesi requested the locals of these areas to avoid unnecessary travel, stay in safer places and stop operating vehicles so that they could minimize damages and harms. Prime Minister Sushila Karki has expressed her gratitude to all employees, security personnel and Nepali citizens who contributed to the successful conduct of the recent 2026 House of Representatives elections. The Prime Minister visited Karnali province today and extended her thanks to everyone involved in ensuring the elections were successful, according to her press advisor Ram Bahadur Rawal. During these interactions, she raised the efforts of security forces and government employees for successfully conducting the elections despite limited resources and challenging geographical conditions. Nepali Congress President Gagan Kumar Thapa has resigned from his post. The party office has stated that Thapa tendered his resignation on Wednesday. Thapa was unanimously elected as the president by the Special General Convention of the Nepali Congress held in mid-January earlier this year. He was under pressure to resign following his own defeat and a poor showing of the party in the March 5th election to the House of Representatives. Meanwhile, the Nepali Congress has summoned a central working committee meeting for tomorrow on Friday. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
बजारमा नयाँ के थाइन नेपाल टेलिकमका विभिन्न सेवाका अफरहरू सस्तो सारै सस्तोमा खरिद गर्न परेमा *1415 ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्ने रहेछ त्यही भएर कण्ठ पारिरख्या
हो र दाई
त्यति मात्र हो र भाइ नेपाल टेलिकमले विभिन्न समयमा ल्याउने विभिन्न अफरको बारेमा थाहा पाउन पनि *1415 ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्ने रहेछ नि त
*1415 मलाई पनि कण्ठै भयो दाई
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. The Department of Immigration has asked the All Nepal Football Association ANFA not to include foreign players in any game having tourist visa. Issuing a press release today, the department asked the football clubs participating in the ANFA Aaron National Men's Women's League football tournaments to engage them by only obtaining labor agreement and work permit. After receiving complaints that football clubs in national men's and women's leagues have included foreign players holding tourist visas, the department urged clubs to include foreign players in the team only as per the rules. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news update. U.S. President Donald Trump has threatened to blow up a major gas field in Iran if it attacks the U.S. Gulf Arab ally Qatar again. According to the BBC, Trump's threat came after a day in which Israel hit Iran's South Pars, part of the world's largest natural gas field. Tehran retaliated by striking an energy complex in Qatar, causing extensive damage and leading to a spike in energy prices. While Israel has not officially confirmed its attack on the gas field, the US president said the US knew nothing about its ally, which had violently lashed out at Iran out of anger for what has taken place in the Middle East. Meanwhile, the price of gas has risen sharply following the attack on Qatar's Ras Laffan complex. In early trading, it was up more than 25% on wholesale markets in the UK and Europe before easing back slightly. The price of gas in Europe is more than double the level seen before the conflict began. Japan's Prime Minister Sanae Takaichi is on her way to what she expects will be a very difficult meeting with the US leader Donald Trump days after his calls for allies to help secure the war-stricken Strait of Hormuz went largely unanswered. The BBC cited Takaichi's address to the parliament hours before her departure as saying she would do everything to maximize Japan's national interests. The three-day visit to Washington was a chance to talk, trade and deepen the U.S.-Japan alliance ahead of Trump's diplomatic trip to China, which has now been postponed because of the war. But now it is the topic of the war that will likely overshadow the meeting, which is shaping up to be a test of Takaichi's friendship with Trump. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally cloudy over the hilly and Himalayan regions of Karnali and Sudarpashchim provinces as well as Gandaki, Bagmati and Koshi provinces and partly cloudy in the remaining Tarai region. There is a possibility of moderate rain and snowfall with thunder, lightning, gusty winds and hail at some places in Karnali and Sudarpashchim provinces, at a few places in the hilly and Himalayan regions of Koshi and Gandaki provinces, and at one or two places in the Himalayan regions of Lumbini and Bagmati provinces. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Election Commission submits House of Representatives election report to President Ramchandra Powdal. President likely to call for government formation soon. Heavy rainfall, storms and snowfall predicted in Koshi, Lumbini, Karnali and Sudarpashchim provinces over next 3 days. National Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Authority urges all for necessary precautions. And US President Trump threatens to blow up entirety of major Iran gas field if it attacks Qatar again. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.